You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace. Hi, it's Eve here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to this brand new Thursday. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about perception and how we each see and experience the world so differently from each other. And a few days ago, I was showing my husband one of those puzzles where you either see one option or another. Now, this was a pretty simple puzzle printed on a piece of paper, and it was a black and white drawing. But depending on how you saw it, there were two possible outcomes. And in the case of this puzzle, it was either a duck or a rabbit. Now, I, with 100% certainty, saw a rabbit, and my husband saw the duck. And, you know, we were both yelling at each other saying, "No, can't you see that it's a duck?" or "Can't you see that it's a rabbit?" which was pretty entertaining. But it really highlighted how something that seemed so clear to me was so different in his eyes. And we can often become very stuck on these points of view. Now, this was just a simple puzzle, but if you look at other things in life where we're very set on seeing something a certain way, it can sometimes have pretty negative or harmful consequences. The truth is, things are constantly changing all around us. And what we perceive as, say, annoying one day, we may find really funny the next day. Or what we perceive as funny one day, we may find makes us angry on another day. You know, our perception is constantly changing. And our experiences are defined by what we see in the mind, the stories we tell ourselves. And so often we tell ourselves that we are a certain kind of person, that the mind is a certain kind of way. And we forget to notice the changes. I've been reading a wonderful book recently called Letters to Sam, and it's by a psychologist and family therapist called Dr. Daniel Gottlieb. I cannot recommend it enough. Dr. Gottlieb had a terrible accident over 30 years ago, which left him paralyzed from the chest down. And his grandson, Sam, at 14 months old, was diagnosed with a severe form of autism. And this book is a series of letters from Dr. Gottlieb to his grandson. And a lot of these letters are focused on how the world views both of them differently and the challenges that that presents and the pain that is often experienced because of it. And Dr. Gottlieb talks about the labels they have been assigned, quadriplegic and autistic. The truth is they are not those things. Yes, their experience of the world might be different because of those things, but that doesn't define them. And he tells a beautiful story about happiness really coming from within, and that it's defined by our perception of what is going on in our life. One day we're in a queue and we're grateful to have a moment of rest. Another day we're there tapping our feet, really frustrated that it's not moving any faster, and we go about blaming everyone around us that they're taking too long. Clearly, the queue is not the problem. It's our approach and our relationship to that situation in life that is causing the tension. And when we allow the mind to be more open, less judgmental, to see the world from a different perspective, not only does this help in really difficult and stressful situations, but it helps to show us that we can all view and experience the world that we live in such different ways. If we can pause more often to truly look at a situation from another person's perspective, to truly put yourself in someone else's shoes, we may start to see that our views, as fixed as we like to think they are not actually that solid. And if we give it enough time, we may also start to see the world in a new and exciting way. Thanks for listening today. I hope to see you back here tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.